Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jennifer Mendez, who's the Vice President of Government Relations with the Carpet and Rug Institutes. Jen, how you doing?
I'm well, Kemp. How are you doing?
I'm good. It's been a little while since we've talked. I had interviewed you because you'd gotten an honor up in Washington. You are a leader in this area of government relations, but I did want to catch up with you and talk to you about what's going on with the Carpet and Rug Institute and what's keeping you busy. Why don't you tell us real quickly what your role is with CRI?
Sure. I am responsible for monitoring all 50 states, any activities that could adversely impact the carpet industry or could also benefit the industry. I also work with contract lobbyists in Washington, D.C. on our federal issues as well. Mm-hmm. I think the honor that you spoke of was I was the president of the State Government Affairs Council, which is a trade association itself that represents multi-state lobbyists, and very proud to have been elected by my peers. I served there for a year. I'm now the immediate past president.
All right, so you watch the state government and fed government to make sure that they don't pass legislation that would adversely affect the carpet industry. So let's talk a little bit about what you've been focused on. First, let me just mention, most people know AB 2398 was the first time that a state put in legislation to put in a fee so that when carpet is sold in California, it started at a nickel, it's now 20 cents, but that is what they call end-of-life product stewardship. That's the spin that California puts on it. It just makes sure that, like with batteries or tires, when carpet is at the end of its life, that some fund has been put aside to make sure that it doesn't end up just in a landfill, right?
Right. What you're referencing is extended producer responsibility, what we refer to as EPR, mm-hmm. where basically a legislature wants to mandate that the producer is responsible for the end of life of a product.
Yeah.
Oftentimes they say, well, we don't want the taxpayer to have to bear that burden, but the taxpayer and the consumer are generally the same person, so we've been fighting that type of legislation. In fact, AB 2398 is the only carpet-specific EPR bill that has passed in the country. Mm-hmm. Certainly has had its challenges. There are other states that have tried to pass that type of legislation, Washington State, Illinois, mm-hmm. Minnesota, and we have successfully managed to educate legislators and share what CARE is doing. But I stay busy kind of keeping track of all sorts of EPR legislation because, you know, my understanding and the way that I see the legislatures working is if they're willing to target one product, certainly other products are not out of game. Mm-hmm. So, for example, you know, there are states that are looking at food waste or electronic waste. One of the big hot topics is packaging, and that's in a number of states like Indiana and Illinois and Minnesota. And so we like to kind of keep track of what's happening in the other states just to make sure that they don't take that path. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the arguments we use when we're talking about the benefits of market-driven programs rather than mandates is that carpet really can't be compared. You mentioned batteries and tires,
right.
And, you know, carpet's not hazardous. So when we're compared to things like electronic waste and paint, you know, we try and explain that's like comparing apples and oranges.
Yeah.
There is also one state, Maine, that passed a bill in 2010, which was a framework type of bill, which was not product specific, but was a very general bill that gave the agency, in that case, the Department of Environmental Protection, the ability to identify products that they wanted to study for whether they were good candidates for extended producer responsibility. And so every year as a result of LD 1621, which is Legislative Directive 1621, the DEP has to present a report to the Environment Committee in Maine. And the Environment Committee in Maine is made up of the House and Senate. They have joint committees there. So every year they are tasked with presenting a report to the committee, and then the committee decides what, if any, products they will move forward on.
All right. So basically what you're saying in summary is there's really, after this California AB 2398, there's really been no other legislation that's made it to law. And so I guess we could say it's all good news for carpet right now, right?
Well, I am a glasses half full kind of person,
yeah.
And I'd like to say it's all good news, mm-hmm. but the industry has done a lot to help stop those efforts. You know, mm-hmm. they have the Voluntary Product Stewardship Program with CARE, and there is a lot of education going on with legislators that are interested in promoting this type of legislation. For example, in Illinois, we've been working closely with Senator Bush, who had introduced some carpet stewardship legislation last year. And as a result of her legislation, a stakeholder group came together of recyclers, haulers, the mills, EPA, the Illinois Manufacturers Association have all come together to work together to find voluntary solutions for the state of Illinois. Mm-hmm. And it's been successful thus far. We have another meeting coming up at the end of March, you know, looking for solutions. Mm-hmm.
You know, we should point out what VPS is. I mean, it's actually a large sum of money that the Carpet and Rug Institute has pulled together that proactively pays for the collection and reclamation of carpet, right?
It does, of post-consumer carpet, and it's voluntary, and it is a very large sum of money, and it is a true form of showing our commitment to how much we want the voluntary programs to work. Certainly the economy and the low cost of petroleum has really put a hit on recycling, and not just carpet recycling, but recycling as a whole, because it's become much more cost effective to purchase virgin materials than to purchase post-consumer materials just because of the low cost of petroleum.
Right, yeah. All right, well, that's what I want to talk to you about. It sounds like it's all good news out there. All right, Jennifer, thanks for the update on EPR, Extended Producer Responsibility Activity across the country. Again, been talking to Jennifer Mendez, the Vice President of Government Relations with the Carpet and Rug Institute, and you've been listening to Kempar and Floridelli.net.